In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
How the internet influences the way we shop.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The way we shop for products nowadays seems to have come a long way from just browsing in a store. A study by marketing firm Influence Central finds that more than ever, consumers turn to social media and online reviews before making their purchasing decisions. Let's talk with Jessica Smith, Chief Marketing Officer of Influence Central. Jessica, the latest Consumer Insight study surveyed hundreds of women regarding the impact of social media on their buying decisions, and it looks like a vast majority of poll respondents seek out recommendations online before buying or trying out a service or restaurant, correct?
That is correct. 96% of women consumers say that they're likely to seek out opinions and recommendations before they buy or even try. So our study really emphasized the transformative nature of social media recommendations and how people shop today.
And an almost as large number, 91%, say they look beyond family and friends face-to-face to tap these social networks.
Yes. They're looking to family and friends because, you know, a few years ago, people looked to bloggers and celebrities for recommendations around products and services. And now with everyone on social media and using their smartphone, everyone can be an influencer, and so people are looking to their peers. That includes their family and friends. 86% of women, in fact, are tapping members of their social media network for opinions and advice, and 72% are listening to those communities, and they're bringing their family members and friends with them.
And the study, Jessica, also found that social media spark connections and help build relationships, right?
Yes, it does. It's a way for women to find like-minded women across the country. So, you know, decades ago, it was you would find all of your recommendations from your next-door neighbor and women that had children that went to school with you, and now women are able to connect online with other women who share the same aspirations around the globe.
As we use the internet more, it seems like consumers are more at ease about evaluating online reviews and recommendations. It's no longer foreign to them.
Yes, that's true. So what's happening now is before they were really skeptical of online reviews. And now 93% of those women describe themselves as skilled at determining which information to trust. And I think that's because we've passed that stage of earning and building the trust with the influencers. And now they know to look for people who have actual firsthand experience. And with video now, they can actually see that firsthand experience on the screen. And there's also ways to identify who a verified user or purchaser is. So a few years ago, people were a little bit leery. They didn't really know who was providing that content. And now they're able to discern who they can trust. And then they're sharing those trustworthy influencers and sources of content with their friends and family.
And it comes as there is so much more information online that you have at your fingertips or in front of you to make that decision. You're basically overwhelmed with all these with all this information about products.
Yes, and that's really where the need for curating those recommendations come in. So what we're finding is that people are posting and sharing more than one source of the recommendations to comparison shops. So instead of going right into the store and looking at the shelves and comparison shopping there, they're able to comparison shop before they go. And with social media networks such as Pinterest, where they can put all of their research into one place and share it, we're seeing consumers curate that way, as well as bloggers providing roundup lists of content to help their audiences sift through all of this overload of information that we see out there.
Jessica, is there any information about which review sites or social websites are the most popular for consumers seeking information about products?
Yes, it really depends on the demographic of the consumer, but Pinterest is, because of the way that it's structured, is a natural place for people to curate content. People are also using Google search. People always Google, start their research with Google, and then from there they find content and they might visit that content's Facebook page, and then they collect the links. So Pinterest, Facebook, and then of course when they are ready to share, they move to Twitter along with Facebook as well.
Jessica, when people seek opinions about products online, are they likely to seek recommendations from their peers, or are they more likely to turn to experts? What's the data on that?
80% are seeking peer recommendations before they make a purchase, and then 59% often turn to experts for recommendations. So obviously, some are looking at both, and it's depending on the consumer and how savvy they are with online with their online search will impact who they go to for that recommendation.
The survey also asked which attributes are the most important when it comes to evaluating the opinions or recommendations of others before buying or trying. Your consumers, the consumers' respondents in the survey, who were women, they cited two top reasons.
So two top reasons that they go online to seek that experience is they're looking for honest and authentic, verified sources, and they're also looking for an objective point of view. So instead of going to a brand's website, of course the brand is going to talk about all of the benefits and features of their product or service. However, when you go to a peer or an expert, they're going to give a more balanced viewpoint and potentially you know, point out the cons as well as the pros.
Now, Jessica, what does all this data, all this research mean as far as the upcoming holiday season is concerned?
Well, you know, today's consumers are so time-crunched that the last thing they really want to do is spend time shopping for gifts that are going to miss the mark. So, and they also don't want to stand in line or deal with online returns for gifts that they might not know are the hottest ones for kids there that share the same age as their kids. So 80% of women consumers are turning to peer recommendations before they make those decisions because they know that they can save time and also know that they're going to be getting the best gift based on those recommendations and discover gift ideas that they might not have known about otherwise. And so when they're looking at online recommendations for the holiday shopping season, they're looking at, first off, experience with the products, again, that firsthand storytelling, and then they're looking towards those who have a similarity to them in life stage and lifestyle.
Jessica Smith, Chief Marketing Officer of Influence Central, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.